This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Schools, restaurants, clothes.
Life is not going to be the way it used to be in the United States.
Virus response, strains, supply chain.
No milk, no eggs, that kind of stuff.
Debate declaration.
I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the coronavirus pandemic is disrupting life for just about every American from coast to coast. We've been told to stay at home, work from there if possible. At least 33 states have closed all public schools for the next few weeks. Bars and restaurants in many places are closing or going to takeout and delivery only. And the CDC recommends events with more than 50 people be canceled or postponed over the next 8 weeks. Our extensive coverage begins with correspondent Mola Lingy.
A not-so-familiar sight on Bourbon Street. Late-night fun coming to a halt by New Orleans police enforcing the city's new ban on large gatherings. But it's large gatherings converging on supermarkets across the country, causing shelves to go empty and even hour-long waits at the stores.
There's no more baby wipes, no more toilet paper, no more water.
President Trump urged calm after holding a call with major retail and grocery executives.
You don't have to buy so much. Take it easy. Just relax.
Across the country, services that millions of Americans rely on are shutting down, including restaurants, gyms, and bars. Other states are following similar measures, including Washington State, Massachusetts, Ohio, Illinois, and New York.
This crisis is growing intensely.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced the nation's largest public school system would close for at least a month, possibly the rest of the school year, impacting more than a million children. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom is enacting aggressive measures to protect the state's most vulnerable.
We are calling for the isolation, home isolation of all of those 65 years and older and those with chronic conditions.
Though much of the country is being told to distance themselves, doctors and nurses are on the front lines. An emergency doctor in hard-hit Kirkland, Washington, is in critical condition after catching the virus. Michael Marin is president and CEO of Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck, New Jersey, where all 40,000 residents have been asked to self-quarantine.
It's part of why we're burning through it at a rate of about 700 to 1,000 N95 masks a day, because we want to keep our personnel safe.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is not ruling out a national lockdown.
Americans should be prepared that they're going to have to hunker down significantly more than we as a country are doing.
United Airlines says it's going to cut flight capacity in half in April and May, and the cuts could extend into the summer. Britain and Ireland were added over the weekend to the U.S. travel ban. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleef has more on the influx of Americans coming back from overseas.
New travel restrictions caused long lines to clear customs for people returning from Europe. The hours-long wait times in Dallas, New York, and Chicago, packing huge crowds into tight spaces. Exactly the kind of gathering Americans are being told to avoid. The delay appears to be a mix of staffing, the mandatory health screenings, and newly implemented declaration forms that caught travelers by surprise.
There are now more than 3,500 reported coronavirus cases in the U.S., and the known death toll stands at 68. Vice President Pence says a stepped-up effort to increase testing capability happens this week.
We will now have access in the days ahead to more than 2,000 labs across the country that have the equipment today to process coronavirus tests much more rapidly and a much higher volume.
President Trump praised yesterday's action by the Federal Reserve, slashing interest rates to near zero.
Look, we got it down to potentially zero. So that's a big step, and I'm very happy they did it.
The Fed will also buy $700 billion of securities, but the action has done little to settle rattled financial markets as investors struggle with the potential damage to the economy. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Soon after the Fed's announcement, S&P 500 futures went limit down. That means they dropped by 5%. As a result, they couldn't go any lower. We're looking for a much lower opening this morning. It could be that we trigger those circuit breakers again, the 15-minute delay, if stocks fall by more than 7%.
Overseas, the virus situation worsens in Europe.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. The WHO says Europe is now the new global epicenter of the pandemic, and the three worst-hit countries all just saw their highest death tolls for a single day. Italy recording 368 deaths, bringing its total to 1,809. Spain, 97 more deaths for a total of 288. And France, 29 deaths, giving a total of 120. Governments across Europe have responded by closing schools, theaters, and restaurants, curbing the movements of their citizens, and tightening their borders.
Our Rome correspondent, Seth Doan, has contracted the virus, and he's quarantined at home. He's got a first-person account.
Yeah, I've had a kind of chest pressure, almost like you feel like you've done a big chest workout. I've had a little bit of a cough. I had a relatively mild fever. I've had kind of weird aches and pains in places I'm not used to. But honestly, I feel like I've had colds and flus worse than this. I've never been totally out for the whole day in bed. I've been up, able to talk with people.
The coronavirus situation gave us a presidential debate last night with no live audience.
This is bigger than any one of us.
In their first one-on-one debate, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders agreed they would respond to the coronavirus better than President Trump.
See, it's undermining the doctors and the scientists who are trying to help the American people. It is unacceptable for him to be blabbering with unfactual information, which is confusing the general public.
But they disagreed about whether a government-run health care plan should be part of the solution.
You have a single-payer system in Italy. It doesn't work there.
One of the reasons that we are unprepared is we don't have a system.
Both in their late 70s, the candidates were asked what they're doing to stay healthy.
I am very careful about the people I am interacting with.
I do not shake hands any longer. We are not doing rallies any longer.
And on the topic of a vice presidential pick, Sanders said he would likely pick a woman, while Biden made a firm commitment.
There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
Ed O'Keefe, CBS News, Washington.
In a time of national crisis, the commander-in-chief has directed some of his energy at the case of one of the key figures in the Russia investigation.
In between tweets about the coronavirus, President Trump posted on other things, one announcing he is strongly considering a full pardon for his former short-time National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty to a federal crime during the Mueller-Russia investigation, but has not yet been sentenced. Mr. Trump claims that destroyed his life and also alleges sarcastically that some of the records about the case have been lost. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The National Football League hopes to push ahead with a regular season that begins on time. Players, by a narrow margin, approved a new 10-year labor deal. About 500 members of the players' union did not vote. The agreement calls for higher salaries and an additional regular season game. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Monday, March 16th, 2020. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.